Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we learned the sugya Gimel Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph, and Maseches Sukkah, and now we are continuing forward. We asked two shtark kashas on Rashi, and now we are going to see more B'siyata D'Shemaya. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon HaDor Rav Yitzchak Man Zatzal. So Rashi says that when one is mifatel, he is and dibra masra afakab debatlinu, he's mifatel at lakol shiva, and dibra masra tevin obitlo. Rashi writes the hainu lepiv bepiv leshiva, dibra masra tevin menasi lefenosa. Rashi writes loitzach fenosa kol yemei achag, umiyo lobitlo mamish bepiv. So we see mishitas Rashi that bittul can be just for the days of the chag. And when you're actually doing bittul, the bittul is bepeh. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. The bittul is Yemei HaChag, and the bittul has to be verbal, bepeh. The Ritva in his Chedushim is Marich to ask a number of kashas on Rashi. Let's see the Ritva. The Ritva writes, Perish Rashi, Shebittul Hashem l'chol shevasi yom shel chag, ve'en asid l'fanoso kol Yemei HaChag. He was mevatel it all 7 days of the Chag, and he is not planning to remove it all the days of the Chag. El shabitel hu she'amar ken b'fiv b'feirish. The bitel is that he says it explicitly with his mouth. So when we talk about bittul, when he's mevatel the teven, so that's bittul bepeh. Ve'nasid l'fanoso shalom arkein el shekachu b'daita. And we say enasid l'fanoso, he didn't say it, he just thought it. So that's the instinct, being mevatel it, being mevatel the teven and the offer, he says it with his mouth. And Ein Asid L'Fanoso means he didn't say anything. He just intended not to remove it. V'li Nira, the Habitul Lagamrei Mashmal Olam Stam. First of all, says the Ritva, when we say Bittul, Bittul means forever. How can Rashi say that Bittul is only for 7 days? That's not bittul. Bittul's la'olam. That's his first taina. Ulegabe miut chalom shelo lahavi esatuma beinan bittul olamis kidekasvina beperek lo yachvar gari kikenu amayit b'chalom perish Rashi hasam kideperish Rashi hasam wadin leintum ritzutza kevinchken huadin la miut suka daminu lo adadi b'shmaitin. So, in the Gemara in Bava Basra, we talk about being memayit, a opening of a window so that tumah doesn't pass through. So you have to be mevatel whatever you're putting there. So that's bittul olamis. Like Rashi says over there, says the Ritva. The same would apply to tumah. If you want something, tumah ritzutza, that. If you have a house filled with tumah, if you have a house filled with things, with rocks or whatever, and there's tumah beneath it, and you leave it there, you're mevatel it there, so it has to be bittul olamis in order for it to be considered that it's there, and then there's no, like we saw in the Gemara, and then there's no chalal, there's no empty space of a tefach that would stop the tumah. So then the tumah just keeps going, if he's mevatel it. And what's this bittul? Bittul, bittul olamis, and the same thing as miut sukkah, because the sugi is medami them. So miut sukkah also requires a bittul olamis. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number one. Bittel's mashma Bittel Olamis, and look at the Gemara in Bava Basra that says so. Number two, the Kevin the Lo Batlinu Ella Shibasim Echag Mali Amar Kain Befiv Ulo Amar Kain. Since he's only mevatel for the 7 days of Yontif, what does it matter whether he said it with his mouth or didn't say it with his mouth? There you can't say we only say when it comes to nedarim, mekdeshos, tanais. When it comes to bittul, there we don't say dvarim shalevein and dvarim. Any type of gilui is like amira b'peh. So you don't need an actual amira b'peh. You just need to be megala das that you're mevatel it. So it doesn't require bittul b'peh. So therefore what's correct is that bittul is that he's mevatel it there forever, bein b'piv, bein b'libo, whether verbally, whether in its heart, bein osu lefanoso, haino shein osu lefanoso kol shevisim echagli in sukkah. Enos lefanoso means that you're not planning to remove it. When the Gemara says tevid ve'enos lefanoso is to offer stam u'batal, that means that you're planning to leave it there for 7 days of chag. U'l'inyantumah kol zman shetumah v'bayis v'ayinu darminu dekorum k'tzel safgav v'lino bittal olam b'slavei miyut v'bat l'day t'vay t'o kol adam v'ayin derech shum adam l'batal kli tashmish ol yolam d'yil l'shiv v'simei chag efshir dem v'atale. So when we talk about leaving it there, tevin ve'ino asid l'fanoso, this is talking about olas tumah. As we see in the Gemara, the Mishnah the Gemara quotes. So as long as the tumah is in the house, as long as the tumah is in the house, he's not planning to remove this tevin, and therefore it's batel. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that karm and ksusus, even though you're mevatel bittul olamis, it's not a mute. Why not? Because batla daito etzo kol adam. Nobody leaves it there. Nobody leaves their klei tashmish there forever. But the shivasim echag, he might leave it there. But in order for it to be proper bittul, it needs to be proper bittul forever. So when it comes to enasi lefanoso, that could be for shivasim echag, or as long as the tum is in the house. But as far as being mevatel something, that when it requires actual bittul, so that has to be bittul olamis. And karmic susus, you're not going to be mevatel bittul olamis, and if you do batel daito etzo kol adam. So the Ritva essentially has three kashas in Rashi. Number one, that bittul mashmos is forever. How does Rashi say bittul is man? How does Rashi say bittul is man works? For a specific period of time. Number two, Rashi himself says in Bava Basra, "Lagabe miut b'chalom," it has to be forever. So why is that different than here, where Rashi says it's enough 7 days? And number three, since it's only l'zayin yemei achag, what does it matter whether it's bittul b'peh or b'lev? Either one works. So that's when we ask you these kashas. But mitacheni, we have to understand the Ritva. Because on the Kasha, on Rashi, on the need for Bittul B'peh, the Ritva asked because it's Bittul Azman. The Ritva says, "Kim vel within well shivus meachak," since it's only bittul azman. So what does it matter whether he verbalized it or not? And then he goes into the whole thing. It's nothing to do with Dvarim Shebelev. Here, Gilui Das is enough. So you see from the Ritva that if it was Bittul La'olam, then it would have required a verbalization. But then the Ritva says, on Bittul La'olam, it's Bein Bepeh, Bein Belev. How can the Ritva say that Bittul La'olam is Bein Bepeh, Bein Belev when you said before that your problem with the bittul having to be bepeh is because according to Rashi it's only a bittul azman, it's only a temporary bittul. Since according to Rashi it's only a temporary bittul, it's only for 7 days, says the Ritva, then what do you need a verbalization for? Mashiv would be bittul olam, you wouldn't need a verbalization. And the Ritva taka holds it's the bittul has to be la'olam. And yet he says that belave, right there, he says that belave is okay. What do you mean belave is okay? You implied earlier that if the bittul is la'olam, then it has to be bepeh. And now you're saying, no, the bittul is la'olam, but it's bein bepeh, bein belave. So how do you understand that? We also have to understand the Kasha of the Ritva, who says that Bittul Lagamre, Bittul is Mashma Lagamre. That Stam Bittul is La'olam. So in other words, it didn't bother the Ritva that there could be such a concept called Bittul She'eno La'olam. The Ritva agreed in principle that conceptually you can have Bittul that's not La'olam. What bothered the Ritva was the Lashon Bittul. Lashon Bittul is Mashma Le'olam. Now if Mitzad Atzma, the Ritva agreed that Bittul Lizman is sufficient, like the Rush writes in our Sugya, that is L'chora because Bittul is not mechayiv that it should be la'olam, that it's enough if it's lizman. Because again, the Ritva seems to hold that mitzad atzmo, bittul lizman's enough. Just that his problem was lashon bittul. Since you use a lashon of bittul, bittul's mashma le'olam. But bittul could theoretically be lizman. But if Bittul could theoretically be Lizman, then why does he say that Bittul is L'mashma Le'olam? The Ritva says, I'm bothered by the Lashon of Bittul, Bittul's Mashma Le'olam. And now like Rashi says that Bittul's Mashma Lizman, that implies that it only bothers him because the Lashon of Bittul's Mashma Le'olam, but there could be a Lashon of Bittul that's Lizman. So if there could be a bittul that's mashmal izman, then who says the mashmal of bittul is le'olam? Maybe the mashmal of bittul is izman? So he implies that in theory there could be such a thing as bittul izman. Just lashon bittul is mashmal le'olam. But if there could be such a thing as bittul izman, then why don't we say bittul is mashmal izman? Where's the mashmal of le'olam? Also, the Ritva says something weird. He says that since he's only mevatel for 7 days, you can be mevatel belev. doesn't matter whether it's Beper or Belev, because it's only for the 7 days. But if it's La'olam, it needs to be Beper. If it would be L'zman, then it wouldn't have to be Beper. But if it's La'olam, it has to be Beper. What does that have to do with anything? Why is the Nidon of Bittul, if it's La'olam L'zman, have to do with Peh? That the Ritva should say that if it's Bittul La'olam, you need Peh. If it's Bittul L'zman, even Belev is okay, you don't need Peh. What does Bittul La'olam have to do with Peh? Ma'inyan zeh l'zeh. So why is it so pasha to the Ritva that if it's only temporary Bittul, it could be Belev? Okay, sweet friends, we have a lot more to say. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will get to the amazing Mahalach in the Sugya, and we will see Bezrat Hashem, Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.